herzlich willkommen zum Taktgeber, unserem Podcast von EIA. Heute kehren wir noch einmal zurück ins Jahr 2023 zu einem Gespräch, das wir nach der WM in Oslo mit Sara Silverstottir geführt haben, der Weltmeisterin im Fünfgang mit Flokifrau Ottolin. Wir sind sehr dankbar für die ganz persönlichen Einblicke von Sara in ihr Leben mit den Pferden und für die wertvollen Ideen, die sie dazu teilt, was ihr neben der Anerkennung und dem Erfolg auf sportlicher Ebene wirklich wichtig ist, im Miteinander mit dem Lebewesen Pferd als Partner und Freund. Gute Unterhaltung beim Zuhören.
Welcome to Sara Silverstottir at Ottor in Iceland in the beautiful south on a sunny winter day, Sara. Nice to see you after a sunny summer, and especially sunny summer for you in Holland this year. So take us back to the moments before, because you were riding Floki here in Iceland, of course. You qualified and then you had to make the decision to export him, to basically say goodbye to him before you were competing on him again. How is that for somebody from Iceland then that we cannot... You know, we don't have that same situation, of course. All the horses that are on the continent are already there. But for you, this must be a big step to take that decision.
Yes, of course. This was maybe a decision that you have to make if you want to do stuff like this, you know. Do something big, like going to a world championship and yeah, take this step towards your goals or whatever. So there are some sacrifices, and in the back of my mind, I knew I had to say goodbye to him and find him a good home, and it would be difficult. But at that time, I knew I could not, you know, have my mind there. And, you know, towards the world championships and, you know, even though I had it in the back of my mind that I had to say goodbye, I didn't allow myself to think about it, because I think that would have made everything much more difficult. And I think just too emotional, because this is like something that was really hard for me. Of course, this was my first World Championships, and I haven't done this before. Of course, you know, if you decide to sell a horse and it goes abroad, then you're doing it with your conscience, you know, that you need to sell it or whatever, you know. But this was kind of a horse that you didn't want to sell and you really want to keep. And I sometimes think about it now that maybe this wasn't such a good idea because I miss him too much. But all in all, of course, you have to sacrifice something in order to achieve something like this. Of course, this is like huge. But I didn't allow myself to think about leaving him until end of the finals on Sunday. And that was something that was kind of difficult, you know, to think about it, because I was not, you know, so much aware of where he was going, who was buying him. So I stood in the stable after the finals, you know, after we have won this crazy big trophy and everything. And then I was like, shit, I don't know even where he... I knew he was going to Germany, but I didn't know where he was going or who was his owner and when he was going. And this was maybe, you know, the most difficult part for me, because... this is a horse that I've been taking care of for such a long time, and I didn't even know where my best friend was going and when. So this was maybe the worst thing or the most difficult one to think about. And you know, it was kind of like, you know, the biggest, greatest achievement you've done, and with these crazy, you know, feelings and all the emotions going around with all this happiness and everything. But then there was also this these emotions that were pulling the other way, this terrible sad ones, and you know that you're leaving him behind and everything. So they were kind of mixing together, so you could not really, or at least for me, it was hard to be so happy with the award and everything, and then leaving him behind. So it was like so crazy, like these big feelings that are totally opposite, you know, pulling you. So it was kind of, yeah, this was hard, and this is something that I'm not a fan of. I can tell you this.
Right, but at the same time, with these strong feelings, of course, I think the story is an especially long one with him, and would have been the same with Flüger, your mare. Both horses were in contention over the year, so the thoughts were going to the 4-gate or the 5-gate option for quite some time. And these are horses out of your family's own breeding. I mean, that is an additional factor in this, right? Because you already said the story or the history of the two of you together mm-hmm. has been quite long and has been quite strong mm-hmm. at the same time. So this is a horse that you've been with all your life, probably, right? Because you've known Floki from when he was born, I'm sure.
Yeah. So this is hard.
Yeah. And do you think this will prepare you to cope with it better next time? Are you planning to take special precautions, or is this just a human and an emotional thing between two living beings? Because this is just not a product or an object. This is a living friend, like you said, right?
I think of it more like that way. Yeah, it's just a part of it. And especially if you're an emotional, you know, human or whatever, and you get attached to your friends or your companions or whatever you call them, you know, the horses. Then I think it's just normal, and I think it's stupid if you're not in some way a little bit, you know, emotional about it, because they have taken you this far. Of course, it's an interaction between two living things, human and the horse, and we have to talk together and do stuff together, and we cannot do it without one another. I think it's strange if you don't have feelings towards this, if you're leaving one behind.
That's very true. And probably you couldn't go all the way and be as successful as you were now if you didn't have this bond, right? Because it's just not any horse that you just ride every once in a while, but you know, this strong connection actually made you successful, I would imagine, right?
Yes, I definitely. And I think it's more genuine that way.
Yeah.
And I think also that you can achieve more things or deeper things with a horse or whoever if you have a connection like this.
Talking about connection and this being genuine, I think this is one of the attributes or one of the qualities that people who've been watching you at the World Championships and before really said as a word of praise for you and your horse, because you know they felt that so many people got in there, especially in this day and age with social media and everything, to create so much hype, so much show, so much extra pressure probably also around it, that you just seemed so natural, both of you. You as a rider, he as a horse, you as a team, as a true friendship. I think that showed, and you just, and just doesn't mean to simplify these things, but I think you just came there and you did what you came to do. And you didn't, you know, care about all this other nonsense that sometimes goes around these big competitions, right? I mean, this is just something, this natural feeling that you just described as genuine, I think this showed. And I think this was also maybe the key to success, especially in 5-gate, which is so challenging and everything can happen. Mm-hmm. We've seen this many times, that favorites just, you know, don't make it.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. I didn't notice that people noticed this. We just had fun. And we were doing this together.
Yeah.
It was not like it was some crazy hard thing that I had to, you know, push him to do. He wants to do things for me and with me.
Yeah.
So I think that's a much better feeling than, you know.
And you had a very good, you know, history, good career up to that point here in Iceland. You were the first 5-gate winner in the sport competition that happened at Landsmót, you know, in 2022. And you did so many good things with him after that. So I think even though it was a goodbye at that point, you know, it was still part of a living history that you can build on for the future. Going back to the basics of your connection with him and the other horses that you have, like the 4-gated mare in Tölten, 4-gate Flüger. And, you know, could you say something that is the most important thing about all these horses, even though they're different, that you still feel they have in common? Of course, one has pace, one doesn't probably, and all these things, but that's just the technical side of things. What is the main strength that they all need to share for you to be convinced that this is something that you like that you want to do that you can be successful with? Is there one shared quality in all of these horses?
At least for these two horses, they are kind of special, you know, in the temperament and in their mind. So thing I had to do, and what they have taught me so much, is respect, and genuinely just think, how can I work with them in order for them to want to work with me. Mm-hmm. So I think, because they are quite special, I had to learn a lot how to respect them and just, you know, get them willing to want to work with me and want to really express themselves and for their character to show. Because if we, you know, treat everyone the same and just try to put them in some strict box or whatever, and you want everyone just to be in that box, no one can really shine. So you have to ask how they are and what you can do to let them shine, because it is a communication between, you know, human and the horse, and the human cannot control everything because the horses have so many emotions and they are living things. So we have to read them and ask ourselves, how can we let them shine? So they can be, you know, healthy and happy, and they want to shine.
Yeah, because if they can't, we won't be able either.
Yeah, and probably someone would think like, oh, she's just silly and childish or whatever. But I genuinely think so, because we are all just living things and we have feelings and we have different charisma and character and everything. I want other things than you, and I need some things in order for me to shine, but someone else needs something other in order for them to shine. So I like to think, you know, what can I do to make the horse feel better so it wants to shine and wants to be himself? Because I think it's just so important that we let them shine on their own abilities, and so they can use their strength.
This is also probably something that you didn't read in a book, but that is something that you learned throughout life, because you are, of course, part of a horse family, you know, folks that have been doing or living with horses so intensely, you know, so closely, and so with so much energy through generations now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, so would you recommend to young riders to, yeah, just not always do everything by the book, but to feel more, to talk more to others, to get this feeling, to get these emotions, and to allow, not just like you said, not to have one box or one book or one roadmap, but to be individual about these things. Would you say that that's the most important thing?
Of course. And it is just so important that you go with your gut feeling on everything. Huh. You know, like some usually ask, you know, what is your typical day at work, or how do you work with a horse for a week? How is the week going for training for a horse like Floki or for Flua?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a really hard question for me, because I never do things the same way. And I don't put like on a schedule like Monday I do this and Tuesday this and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like this. I just do whatever I feel like.
Yeah.
And then I just look at them in the box or whatever, and then I was like, maybe he needs this for today, or yeah, maybe he needs this. And sometimes I take them out of the box and I was thinking about writing them, and then I just don't write them at all.
Yeah.
So I just do something else.
Yeah.
So it is kind of hard to describe it, but I think if you let your feelings go a little bit, you're like, you know, what you want to do, how you want to do it, and go with the flow a little bit. And because, like, we know we can have strange days with our feelings and emotions and whatever, and the horses can have too. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to read them a little bit, you know, how they are just in this moment, yeah, in order, you know, for everything to work out and to be successful, you know, just with the training session. Yeah. And it goes just for everything.
And this success is not something to be measured in medals or scores, right? This, yeah, success is something that you and the horse together,
yeah,
define as something that you find meaningful.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the, okay, other thing is just a plus if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So... yeah, maybe I'm strange, I'm not sure.
I don't think you are. I think that's very healthy. Very good. But coming back to success that can be measured and that you, you know, did accomplish so much of this year with the gold medal in Oshkosh. Now, this of course means that you will be there next time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is difficult to ask. No, it's not difficult to ask, probably difficult to answer. But how does your preparation look, or does it even begin at this time, or do you have any plans yet? Is there something like a plan that one can have at this point, or do you just take it into the next year now, 2024, a Landsmot year, and then you just see what the future holds, because you have many horses in training, of course, and you have many young ones probably that are looking to be ready maybe 2 years from now. How does something like this look at this this moment in time in late 2023?
I think this is just everything going on a little bit, you know, in my head, and some discussions. I thought it was kind of weird, you know, like almost just a few days after I became world champion in 5K, then people were asking me like, what horse will you bring next? And I'm like, shit, do you just have a horse that can go all the way, just like,
yeah,
waiting in line? I was like, I'm not sure about that, but but I will just, you know, digest this,
yeah,
and then think about the next thing, because I'm kind of person that just goes with the flow a little bit and doesn't make too many plans ahead of time. So of course I have my mind set on something, and I have some agenda in the back of my mind, but it's a long way to next world championship, and you don't know what will, you know, fall on the road ahead, and what will happen, you, yeah, never know.
And everybody has to stay healthy, mm-hmm, right? I mean, you also battled an injury this year that wasn't, you know, talked about much, but of course you had some issues because you had an accident and you really hurt your hand quite badly, and that was only in June, I believe, right? We were here in,
yeah,
early June, so that wasn't too long before the World Championships, and you really,
nope,
were fighting to get back.
Yeah.
And you did, you know,
yeah,
very happily.
Yeah.
But still, this is something that can happen along the way, right?
Yeah, yeah, everything can happen.
Yeah.
And you never know, you know, but... of course, you have some agenda, and of course, there are some horses that you're thinking about and whatever, and if everything puzzles out right, and so on. But yeah, of course, I think it's important if you that you think about having some plan, because I think it's not good to. Yeah, go to World Championships, and then you get a title, and then you have the ability to defend the title 2 years later. And then you don't think about it for maybe a year or more, and then there's suddenly just World Championships after a month or two or three, and then you're just like, fuck, I don't have any horse.
Yeah.
I think that's not a good decision either.
Yeah, because it's not like Christmas where you forget to buy presents and then you can still get them from Amazon the day before. This
exactly.
is different.
And, yeah. and it is different because... of course, you don't want to go to World Championships with a horse or a team that you don't think will be successful. Or at least, I think it's strange that you would pick a horse that's not going to do anything. Then it's just better if you sit at home, I think.
Yeah.
So, I think competition is just fun if you really do your best. And really, you know, you have everything in good control and good conditions with the horse and everything. So I think you have to have some agenda if you want to go back.
Yeah. But then it must have been a lot of fun this year to be part of this Icelandic team, because mm-hmm. you as a team also were just tremendously successful. I mean, there was just so much going on, so many titles, you know, won in different categories. And it was really done well with the young riders and the senior riders. I think you all worked together so well as a team. And so, you know, Iceland was, you know, very deservedly proud of you as a team. What was it, 14 gold medals or something?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of success this year. And the riding was good, the horses were good, so people were very happy to watch this. And also your fellow Icelanders, whether it is, you know, Elvar or Hanamaka, everybody who was there, you know, just was a part of this. How did it feel as a team to be there?
It was actually amazing. Because this is my first World Championship, and I've never even, you know, been with a team before, not even as a groom or something, so... I think this was quite special because the team as a whole was quite exceptional. And yeah, we were just all just so much friends and genuine about, you know, everyone having success and just shine a little bit, you know, each individual. And I think, you know, yeah, there were never any like drama or issues or whatever in the camp or stuff like this. So yeah, we were just a team and it was fun and we were trying to do our very best for everyone and looking out for everyone. So I think that was quite special.
And do you think that can also be a key to success, both in training at home and in the regular season or at competitions like this, that you have family, circle of friends, other teammates to talk to and not just to do everything just for oneself, that you actually open up and share some questions, issues and advice also,
yeah,
going
definitely.
In both ways?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, this was just a really fun life experience.
Now that we don't have World Championships this winter, but it is winter time now here in Iceland, it's cold, it's not snowy yet, but it's pretty cold. What are you doing right now? What is World Champion Sara doing as Iceland at home, Sara? What is your work like right now? You already said you don't have a timetable for every day, but what is the focus right now? Are you working on horses that you have for others, maybe in training for them to get ready? Do you have your own horses that you already start training for the next season, for Mr. Adelin, for breeding shows? Is that already happening now? Or what are you doing in November, December?
This is just a mix of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically have all the horses inside that are going to stay inside over the winter time. And it's just a variety of horses from, you know, four turning horses that are turning four and up to, I think Fluga is the oldest one. So yeah, it's just the wide range of horses. And yeah, basically do everything. And I finished with bringing in the youngsters. I usually do that in September, and so that's finished. But yeah, I'm just basically just training, and both for myself and for others, and yeah, just some regular customers that have been having horses with me for some years.
Right.
So yeah, I just do basically everything.
If you look ahead at where you think you might want to be in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, what are the horses that you enjoy riding the most? Or is there something in different types of horses that you like? Or what is the goal that you would like to accomplish, not concerning medals or trophies or certain scores, but what would you like to do as a horseman or horsewoman? What is the most important thing that you would like to have in your future as a rider, as a trainer, just as somebody who enjoys these horses so much?
Yeah, I just like to be better. Just understand the horse better and get better feeling. The most exciting part, you know, for me is to bring in the youngsters and develop a horse from the very first steps. And for me, you know, just breeding oneself and, you know, watching it grow and see how it, you know, turns out, and then bringing it in and train it and watching it become a horse, really. So for me, I would just like to be a better horseman and to understand the horse better. I think that's just the basic thing. And I think everyone just wants this. Most of the people.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a big goal, but I wish you all the best with that. Hope you stay healthy and happy doing it.
Thank you.
And continued success in more than one way.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you, Sarah.